See, this is perfect. We have Joe. I love Joe behind the board. There is no worse suiting, open, music-wise, for our guests that we have on right now, right? Just something calm and soothing and something that feels really good. Our guest this morning, we begin today, comedian, he's done everything, Lewis Black, joining B-Madison Beamer on WBEN. Lewis, good morning. You're heading into the area not once, but kind of twice over the next week. You're in North Tonawanda this Thursday night, the Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour, and then you're in Jamestown a couple nights after that. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being on with us.
Well, you know, and I heard that you had that perfect music for me. I'll be using that to open my show as I hand cots to people in the audience.
I loved it. Perfect setup for you. Now, you've had an insane, amazing career, everything from TV to the stand-up in the biggest movie of the year so far, with Inside Out now, kind of this next chapter. This is the Goodbye Yeller Brick Road Tour. I mean, the final tour. Is this really it?
Yeah, I don't know why people don't seem to get that. But, you know, I'm very happy to make it the final tour. I've done it a lot, and it's been great. And I've been to Buffalo a ton of times, and I've gotten to work to Reg Lanet a number of times. And it's time to do some other things, like have fun. it's that thing of like, you know, just because he didn't want me to leave the White House doesn't mean that I don't want to leave the tour bus.
Well, we've seen Kiss too many times on their never-ending farewell tour. And so that's why we're just hesitant to believe anybody.
Yeah, I know, and that, and Cher, and everything like that. But, I mean, it really is. Like, and then once, of course, I said it, people are going, well, then I want you to come back to before you do your last show. So I'm kind of going. So I announced it in May, and I'll be finishing up in March. And I'll do shows occasionally, and I have a rant cast that I do weekly, and I'll be on The Daily Show. I mean, it's not a retirement, but it is. I'm not going to do 150 shows each year.
Lewis, I got to ask you, I mean, obviously, you know, the last two decades has been just great content, but is this right now the best of content for a stand-up comedian, what we're currently living through in 24?
No, because you can't top what's happening. You can't top it. You can't satirize what's already satiric. You know, we're already way beyond what a comic could have written even 5 years ago. You know, we've gone way beyond the pale. There are things that come out every day. You go, you've got to be kidding me. No, I'm not. This is reality. We are in a reality that is literally, if you read the stuff in a book, you'd say, funniest book ever.
How do you find the energy? You're the king of the rants, though, with everything you just said. How do you find the energy to take this? It's never ending. Like you just said, you almost can read it right out of the news script and have it sound like something that somebody made up. But yes, to rant and rave about it time after time again, when it's, I mean, you got to at some point feel like, what are we doing here? It's the same stuff year after year, and it only gets worse. And you got to find a new way to keep people interested.
You nailed it. You said it. It's true. It's like, I got to come up with a new way to say, you know, Republicans are this, Democrats are that, Republicans are this. I mean, I would say 15 jokes like that. And every year I've had to come up with a new one. I'm still waiting for this one to show up. You know, but that's the way it is. It's really been that. And that's part of the reason, it's like you can't, it's like, how do I top what I've already topped? And then I find stuff that I did years ago that works better than what I'm saying now.
Lewis, yeah, you know, you look at comedy. I was talking to, we have a Gen Zer behind the board. So, you know, not familiar when things weren't streaming. And I was explaining how in 2006, a bunch of me and my buddies went to our one friend's house who had HBO to see Red, White, and Screwed, right? That was, we all got together to watch that premiere on HBO. What's the equivalent of the stand-up special in 2024?
I mean, I think it's really, if you found a sweet spot on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, there are guys and women were busting out doing, you know, they're doing it on YouTube and finding a place there. So it's really, it's anywhere. Whereas before you needed kind of a, you know, they had to, you know, HBO had to do it or Netflix still does it. Netflix is kind of the one, but now Netflix has flooded the market so much that it's hard to find the one you want to see.
Yeah, and there's so many of them up on there. It's
yeah,
not,
and then Amazon Prime. But really, where when they're, you know, there a lot of the folks are hitting it on TikTok. And or on podcasts, there are folks I've met along the way who, you know, who were comics and then put their podcast together. And between the two of them, they've, you know, they've created their own world. You know, they're their own Johnny Carson, so to speak.
You don't seem like a TikTok person to me, though. You seem like somebody who would throw a book at somebody who had their head in their phone looking at TikTok all day.
Yeah, I can't do it. I have friends who do it. I can't do it. I can. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people find the time. I mean, I'm spending most of my days kind of going through news sources, trying to come up with something that somebody hasn't thought of. But I don't. You know, people seem to have the time for it. I don't quite get it. I never have. From the very beginning, it's like, you know, a lot of it is people just advertising themselves. And that's the other thing. I've never liked advertising myself. I mean, I like talking to you. I mean, it's great. But I mean, do I really like talking about myself all the time? No. And these people are coming on every day going, look, I got a new juicer.
Is there something to that I find it like, I don't know, soul cleansing a little bit, to go on a rant, to get some of these little complaints out of your system. And when you're doing it in time, I find that I sound like a lunatic, especially to everybody listening, because like, what is this person doing complaining about, you know, somebody not returning their shopping cart? But, you know, I'm not really losing sleep over it. It just feels good to get it out in the moment. I mean, does that, every time you go on stage, do you have that, like, cathartic feeling where it's just, you let go and you're, like, relaxed after?
Yeah. I mean, they basically found out that my blood pressure is kind of perfect. Everything else is rotting. And I think it's really because I've given myself permission to kind of let it rip every day. And it really kind of, apparently, it helps your system. Way back, somebody from, you know, some magazine put me on a, on a blood pressure machine, and then got me all excited, and then I returned to my normal blood pressure in like 30 seconds. It's amazing what, you know, and also, you know, a lot of what I yell about on stage, you know, when I'm yelling, is how do I get the energy? It's because I go through every day the stuff you're talking about. So I'm waiting on the phone to try to find out what am I supposed to press, button 6 or 9, and how come they're not referring to anything it is that I called for, and how am I supposed to tell them? And I'm screaming, just get me a person, just get me a real person. And so you find yourself now, you know, when I go on stage, all of that stuff is built up all day, all those little frustrations we go through every day. And I get to let it rip about stuff that is, seems, you know, that is at that point in time important.
I mean, that is the remember when the robots were first introduced on the phone, you could just say live person and it would actually get you there. Now it's a question mark if there's actually a live person in the building.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to press the button. And then it used to be you could press 0. They knocked that one out, too.
Lewis, so this the final tour, here coming through the Riviera on Thursday, what to expect? Yeah. What will you be focusing in on of the madness that we witness on a daily basis?
I, you know, depending on what else they come up with, I kind of a lot of it is a recap so that people, I think, need to know that they're not crazy, that what they're watching is crazy. So it's a recap of really, in part, what we've been through in the last. It's only been like 45, 50, 60 days that we, you know, it was not that long ago when. You know, he was, they shot at him, and then within moments, things just went completely, you know, into a different zone. And I start there, and I just kind of go through it. And if you go through it, you start to it starts to add up, not that, you know, as the assassination attempt isn't funny, but you stack that on all the other things, you know, and J.D. Vance and Cat Ladies. I mean, that's somebody stop it. And then they bring Kamala on, and then because the Ghost of Christmas Past, the guy in the White House, you know, he finally admits he can't do it. And then they're all, everybody seems, oh boy, it's she, look at her, she's great. You know, I think what they think is great is you can actually hear her. That's the excitement. more so than you can hear, you know, they go, boy, why is she beating him? How's she beating Donald? People don't know her. Because you can hear her, and she knows how to speak in a paragraph. And that's huge. Huge. Listen to me, Buffalo. It's huge.
Hey, now there's a guy who knows Buffalo. Lewis, I mentioned before, you know, you're part of the biggest movie of the year so far. I don't know the numbers, but I'm pretty sure it is. Inside Out 2, you're in Inside Out, these animated movies. My son, who's four, like, I never thought I'd let my four-year-old watch anything with Lewis Black in it, but here I am, Inside Out. He loves it. All the kids love it. What's it like being, you know, first doing the voice of the animated character? Is that, you know, how different is that from stand-up and what you've always been doing, but, you know, now kind of being introduced to a whole new audience?
Well, I mean, one thing that it makes it really extraordinary is you're working at Pixar, and they're really an incredible group of creatives. You know, they're just unbelievable, and they really, they, you know, they've got a humility about them, and an ability to kind of go, oh, we made a mistake here, and they kind of give you a certain amount of freedom and is a, you know, would you know, try this, try that. Why don't you? What do you think? What would you say? And the one thing that you know, you're working with these artists who come up with an animated figurine that is doing literally 90% of the work, and all what you're giving him and what I was giving him was the voice of anger. And what was great about it, I was the first one cast. Way back when we did Inside Out 1, I was the example. I was in the cast at this point, but the example was, imagine all the emotions, imagine Lewis Black's anger. And so I get to just play, all the notes within the anger scale, and that's been a lot of fun. And I now have my character walks around Disneyland, which is unbelievable. It makes me the Sleeping Beauty of my generation.
You could say that. You could say that. That's right.
Lot different than my favorite Lewis Black movie, Accepted. But, you know, a few years removed.
I love that movie.
Oh, one of my favorite. It was my college, which has since gone out of business. That movie was on a loop for, like, my entire freshman year on the Madai movie channel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Lewis, you know, you said you don't like to advertise yourself, so I'm sure you get this question. I'm sure comedians are sick of this question, but you look at comedians now, the comedians that are out there now. Do you have any favorites of today's comedians?
Well, I mean, the ones I really, the ones that I still think should get more note, and there are a lot of really great up and comers, but Kathleen Madigan is really, maybe for my money, the funniest comic working now. And she's right, hitting her sweet spot, and she's just brilliant. And then there's Ted Alejandro, who you don't get to see much. He opens and has opened up there for up in that area for Jim Gaffigan. He's the opening act. And, you know, there's a whole bunch. I can sit here for an hour and kind of go through them. But those are the two that always come to mind immediately, and there are a bunch of others. And really, they become, you know, the two of them really are the ones that stand out for me this morning at this hour.
Well, Lewis, we thank you so much for coming on. You are going to be up at the Riviera Theater, which is right around the corner from where I live. I really hope you enjoy North Tonawanda. It's a great spot to be at, everything going on around the Riv. And in Jamestown at the Reg Lena Center for the Arts, that is upcoming Friday. So Thursday at the Riviera, Friday in Jamestown, a few tickets still available if you want to get out to the show. Hey, Lewis, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I really appreciate you helping us get the word out. And that folks should also, the other thing I need to let folks know about is, you know, if you've not been to the National Comedy Center, go there. It's an hour and 15 minutes away. It's considered by Time Magazine to be one of the great museums to visit in the country. Stop, you know, going, well, I don't know. Go. It's an unbelievable interactive museum. It's extraordinary. And it's not just about stand-up. It's everything. Film, animation, television, and social media. It's a brilliantly conceived and done museum, and it's moments away from you. And in the midst of what is one of the stupidest, fastest, insane election cycles of our entire life, take a day and a half off and go wash your brain with some comedy.
That's right. You can make a day of it on Friday. Yeah. Go see Lewis after. Thanks so much again. Really appreciate it. Lewis Black, everybody.